In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue to hear from St. Paul in his letter in the readings today. The importance, once again, continues to kind of like the readings in the liturgy seem to kind of hammer away at this, the importance of detachment. Being detached from the things or people of this world, you know, because we cannot lose sight of our eternal reward. And as we know, many times we can quickly become so consumed by the anxieties and needs of the flesh, because whether they're, you know, legitimate ones, even can become to the point where we can lose sight of our eternal destiny. And the people around us, of course, can also at times be a distraction to the goal that we have in life, which is, of course, the one that has been ordained by God, which is to live with him for all eternity in heaven. So he uses a sort of exaggeration in his speech that those who are not married should not seek to find a wife. Maybe St. Paul thought that maybe the world was going to, that our Lord was going to come sooner than he will. But he exhorts those not to be so desirous of these things, that you make all your life centered on those things. That you might say, if you're really seeking to find a wife, you might become so enamored with that you make a bad choice instead of a good choice. That you might do something in desperation, whereas if you are more detached from that, you will probably make a far better choice for a spouse. And of course, he is not saying that marriage is bad, but he seems to think that it has its trials and tribulations, and he wants, as he says, to spare those of it. And then he, that we should weep. Then he goes on to say that those, that this detachment that we need from now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, and those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, and those using the world as not using it fully. That's the detachment that we need, is to not become consumed by sorrow or joy or whatever it may be, but always to have a certain equilibrium, a certain holy sobriety about everything we do, that we don't get caught up into extremes, and that we are detached from those things, and realize always that no matter how bad things may seem in your life, that we always look to eternity, and everything takes on a far different light when we do that, and that we need to be always mindful of that in our life, that no matter what trials and tribulations there are, they will come to an end, that we will have the promise that our Lord gives to those who are faithful, even in the midst of trial and tribulation, that we will be rewarded with peace and joy for all eternity. And that is the part of the message, again, of the gospel. Our Lord, in this passage from St. Luke, the Beatitudes are only grouped as four, as instead of eight. And the commentators say the reason why Luke has only four Beatitudes as opposed to eight in the other Gospels is because he is basing his Beatitudes on the four cardinal virtues of temperance, prudence, justice, and fortitude. So he has, blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours, a certain temperance, that you're not desirous of the things of this world, you will be rich in heaven. Blessed are you who are now hungry. That's the temperance. The other one is the poor. The poverty is the prudence that one needs to see the way through the world. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you. The importance of fortitude, because you will then, on one day, you will be rejoicing because you have survived and you have made it through. One of the commentators made the point that the importance of truly suffering in this world and the importance that it has. St. Catherine of Siena one time was presented with a beautiful golden jeweled crown and a crown of thorns. And our Lord said to her, Catherine, depending on which crown you choose now will be the crown that you will have the other crown for all eternity. So she took the crown of thorns and firmly stuck it on her head, as showing that she wanted to have the crown of gold and jewels for all eternity. Whereas if she were to choose pleasure and having all of her needs and having, you might say, an easy life with the crown of gold and jewels, that she would suffer a crown of thorns for all eternity. And so she realized that the importance of suffering and trial in this life is very important, and that only those, you might say, who are headed for destruction will have the crown of gold and jewels in this life. And when you look at it, sometimes you think of all the powerful people and the people who really have lots of wealth and things, or at least those who are living for those things, because even a rich person, even the commentators make the point that it's not the amount of money you have or the amount of wealth you have, but what you do with it. Even a poor person who has only $10 can be a rich person in the fact that they can be stingy, or they can be not using it for the right things. And so it's what you do with your wealth and how you use it for your eternal destiny, which is the important thing. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Those who are desiring the wealth and wanting to store up for themselves riches in this world, who are truly headed for destruction. But we know that there are those who truly understand that the wealth of this world is only meant to be a means for them to obtain graces for heaven by being generous and charitable. So today, you know, our Lord reminds us that if you are enduring trials and tribulations, if people hate you, not because of you're just a bad-tempered person, but if they hate you because of love of Jesus, because you are living the gospel, because you live and speak the truth of Christ, if they hate you because of that, then that's truly a blessing. As opposed to, he says, the false prophets, they always spoke well of them, and that they were always saying whatever it was to curry the favor of people. And that's probably something that we as pastors and as preachers need to always keep in mind. Are we preaching the truth for the sake of the eternal salvation of those who are in our care, or are we only telling them what they want to hear, so that it's, you know, that so we keep the, you might say, the those cards and letters coming in all the time, and everybody, you know, bringing us the things that are the riches of this world. I think that that's something we need to be always mindful of. We don't want to preach the gospel light. We want to preach the gospel in its fullness and its truth in season and out of season. For that is what is truly what is to the eternal benefit of our listeners. And there's always a danger, of course, of those in power or those who have any authority, that they want to not offend those, especially if they're dependent upon those below them for their needs or for their welfare, that they may tend to forget that they are first and foremost preaching for the love of Christ, to please Christ first and foremost, and to also work for the salvation of those under their care. Let us ask Our Lady the seed of wisdom, that truly that we will be wise in the things of eternal life, and that we will truly regard the things of this world as dung, you might say, as St. Francis said. You know, that we will truly use them for our benefit to get to heaven, but that we will not allow them to overtake our lives, or to run our lives, or to become the thing for which we live for. I think that today we can really see that there are people who have let their lives be run by their cell phone or their electronic devices. It seems that that's what occupies their time and energy, and that we need to truly become detached from these things and pay attention to the world that is around us. It would seem that would be a good benefit. When someone is next to you, a person living in the flesh, and you're more occupied with your cell phone or your electronic device, then there may be something that you need to become detached from and become more mindful of far more important things in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.